Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh yeah, here we are, hour two of the Robert Scott Bell Show. How you doing? I'm Joni Abbott, filling in for Robert Scott Bell. I'm from Homegrown Health right here on naturalnewsradio.com. So glad we're also on GCN. Got any thoughts or questions? Feel free to give us a call, 866-939-BELL. That's 866-939-2355. Check out our website as well. Get signed up for RSB's newsletter. Just go to robertscottbell.com. And while you're at it, head on over to YouTube and check out those quirky videos that Don and RSB has been doing. Super Don! They've been doing RSB 180, and I just love it. They recap the show for the day and have some really fun banter and chat. So just wanted to make sure I reminded you of that to get signed up for that as well and be on the lookout for more YouTube videos from Super Don and RSB when he returns. Oh, so much to cover in this next segment here. This pregnant woman woke up without arms and legs. And you just have to ask yourself, what in the world happened? How could a mom who went in for delivery, and I'm guessing that she had a C-section, she was completely knocked out for that too, and woke up and literally had no arms and no legs. And she, I remember in some of this article that I'll be reading to you, she was crying and she's like, how am I going to hold my child? How am I going to hold my new beautiful baby? How am I going to be able to take care of my children? It's just so devastating as a mother. I cannot imagine how this can take place. Okay, yes, and you hear little Homegrown Health kiddos in the background. Absolutely. It's all part of the show, right? It's all part of what you get, RSB, when you let Joni Abbott fill in for you. So if you don't mind all the kiddos in the background or hearing one every once in a while, I just think it kind of adds to the element of the show, doesn't it? It's just all part of what I do and who I am. So going right back to the article, it's happened in Kingwood. Title is Kingwood Mom Who Lost Limbs After Childbirth is So Grateful. I just, oh, how they spin it in the headlines, because I've read several versions of this article, and some places actually, some news media outlets actually said, you know, the mother's devastated. She woke up with no arms and no legs, and they focused on the emotional aspect of how devastated the mom and the dad is, because now her husband has not only the care of the children now on his shoulders, but he has to help care for her and help her care for the kids and learn to walk again and learn to use her limbs. I just, you can't imagine. So what this article says is basically a Kingwood mother suffered from Streptococcal A infection that required all four of her limbs to be amputated. Yes, she's grateful to be alive. But Katie Hayes gave birth to her third child at her home on February 10th. Now, this is a few years ago. This is posted back in 2010. And I'm just now seeing it kind of up and around on Facebook. It's recirculating, right? Hayes had a rare case of group A strep. Isn't that what they always say when they do something like this, though? And I don't want to minimize true emergency medicine. There is a time and place for that. But you just can't help but think, was there some other way? Or is it that they just didn't know what else to do? I mean, this is standard of care. That's why we have to be so careful with that terminology, and we have to make sure that we're really, really informed before we go into a situation like that. They said the bacterium is usually found in the throat and on the skin. It's very common, but causes only mild illness like a sore throat or a skin infection. She says that she was giving birth was the last thing that she remembers before a shocking realization. And this is what makes me suspect she had a C-section, because normally you're very wide awake when you're giving birth. Hayes says, waking up in the hospital with no arms and legs and just asking yourself what's going on here, you have to imagine that was just like the Twilight Zone. She literally did not know that she was going to go through this. She was unconscious the entire time, unaware that a common strep A infection had set in and was eating away at her body. I wonder if something else could have been going on there as well. Obviously, being immunocompromised, not being able to fight off a most common illness. I'd really be interested to look at the rest of her medical history and find out if she was on any other prescription medications that made her more susceptible or vulnerable. You know, where did the strep A come from? Was it already in her body for a long, 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 long period of time? Or was this just something that they did a quick test for? I mean, if they can misdiagnose cancer and breast cancer in women who are getting mastectomies unnecessarily. Apparently, while she was unconscious, they had to tell her husband this, and he had to make that decision for her. They're calling it that it's life-saving, and that he said he loved her so much that he felt like the risk was worth it. He figured if he had to spend a lifetime taking care of her, then the risk was worth it to say that I didn't give up on her, right? She's my best friend, which that's really sweet. I mean, really it is. I know he cut her arms and legs off and gave the permission to do that, but I really can't almost understand that I'm saying these words, that these words are coming out of my mouth about this story. Here's the thing. When you open wounds like that, that's major traumatic surgery. When you cut limbs off, look at how much exposure that open gaping wound has. To me, they greatly further risked her life more than the strep A. She didn't even know that she had it. And this is the thing that surprises me. Most people with strep A, as I did some research here, they have the mild general symptoms. Early signs, they say, is fever, abrupt onset of generalized or localized severe pain, often in an arm or leg. She should have been able to tell them that. Something was bothering her severely with pain weeks before giving birth, or even days. Dizziness, influenza-like syndrome, confusion, or a flat red rash over large areas of the body, which only occurs in about 10% of the cases. So they're usually just treated with antibiotics. I wonder how they had the time between her giving birth and amputating her body. You have to wonder how they were able to diagnose this as being so necrotizing that they had to actually cut her limbs off. Or did they jump the gun on this? I mean, I would just love to find out more about the story. And in one of the articles that I read, what got my attention in the first place was the fact that she never was told what happened to her right away. In fact, she had to go to all of the hospital administrators. She had to go through the administration. They told her she was going to have to sue them in order for her to find out what happened to her. Can you imagine? This actually happened in 2007. The 2010 version, I think, is just a follow-up, maybe to not make it look as bad as it is. But all she was told was that she had a flesh-eating bacteria and toxic shock syndrome, which is related to the strep A. But no further explanation was given. The hospital claims that if she wanted to find out exactly what happened, she'd just have to sue them. She was like, I want to know what happened. I went to deliver my baby, and I came out like this. I woke up from surgery and I had no arms and no legs. My arms and legs were just gone. She has an attorney, and they wrote the hospital letter saying that according to the Florida statute, that the Patient's Right to Know About Adverse Medical Incidents Act, the hospital must give her the records. Their response was that it just may require legal resolution. Building a very strong immune system is something that I cannot recommend enough. I love the Sovereign Silver protocol. I've often said that if Sovereign Silver would be replaced in hospitals and used instead of the cleaning solutions, and if patients were given that instead of antibiotics, there is no way that these bugs could continue to keep morphing, because the body recognizes, modern medicine has recognized silver for long, long time, and it was given up until, I think, 1937. Silver was actually used. It's still being used in the burn units. Not the same type of silver hydrosol. I don't want to confuse you there. But the fact that a silver sulfidine cream is still being used, and it's helping with burns, how much more so can it work on the inside of the body in a form that is recognized on a molecular cellular level? So I just wanted to tell you that, you know, most appalling, scary, real story. Today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I'm Joni Abbott filling in for Robert. He's in New Hampshire. I don't know what he's up to, but it's always something good when Robert's not around because he's continuing to help rock the health world and change people's lives and train others, which he's exceptionally, exceptionally good at. I look at RSB as my mentor, and I just can't say enough about him. Also, I wanted to let you know, formula is on the decline in the United States. Woo-woo! It may not be where we need it to be with the breastfeeding rate still, you know, being pretty sucky. But the good news is that hospitals all over the country are now not starting to distribute those formula samples that they hand in the new mommy packets. I think we need to revise the new mommy packets personally. But they are now advising against or stopping the policy and practice of distributing formula company-sponsored discharge bags for promotional use. As you know, you can go to the doctor's office and get a lot of samples, and that's how they start to get patients to take those, is they hand out all these free samples. And unfortunately, in our country, it's been a successful campaign for over 40 years. It's been quite effective, too, because when these bags are endorsed by the hospital and you have a lack of all kinds of support. In fact, the picture of the baby in this picture that I'm looking at online has an improper breast latch. I'm looking at it, I'm like, wait a minute. Even though, yes, they're breastfeeding, that baby's bottom lip is sucked in there. I just noticed that. But with the distribution of these formula packets, moms breastfeed shorter, they have shorter durations and are less likely to breastfeed exclusively because they have that option. And they use also the most expensive brands, the brands that they have sampled when they do use formula. So it is quite effective in trying to persuade or dissuade a mother from breastfeeding when you start giving that option, especially in the first few days of breastfeeding. You get sore nipples, you can get, it's a whole new education for moms and babies and families to learn how to adjust to you becoming now the food source for baby. And babies don't come out just knowing how to do everything. It's instinctual for them to, yes, nurse and suckle on the mother, but if you are not doing it correctly, then it can greatly discourage you from continuing. And trust me, I remember being that new mama, and it was tough, but I got through it with the right lactation support. So please encourage a breastfeeding mother today. Don't be afraid to reach out and encourage them to seek out La Leche League leaders in their area if they're experiencing trouble. And by all means, remember that breastfeeding is always best. Time now for a quick break. I'm Joni Abbott, hosting in for Robert Scott Bell on naturalnewsradio.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Happy Halloween and welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm Joni Abbott filling in for RSB. He's out in New Hampshire somewhere doing something, and he's a busy, busy man, and I'm just thrilled to be here with you today back in the big old Robert Scott Bell air chair. It's kind of nice. It's cushy. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about GMO candy. I don't know if you know who the food babe is, but I think she's just babelicious. She's just so wonderful, and I really love her. She's affiliated with some of my other friends here in the natural health world, and she was talking about non-GMO foods and GMO candy, and I really appreciated her article that she wrote about being the queen of candy years and years ago. But since GMOs, of course, most people don't think much about them being in candy. So what you really want to know is what brands to boycott and what brands to look out for your kiddos. I know I'm going to be scoping their bags, and they're not going to be happy with me tonight. I actually had some local families. We were discussing ways that we could avoid all of that. And some of us decided that we're going to hand out little bags of money. I mean, at least the kids can put it in their piggy bank. We may not be the cool parents for all the big chocolate bars, but you could also buy non-GMO dark chocolate and fair trade chocolate. It might be a little more expensive if you want to hand out a $3 candy bar to every kid. But it's definitely worth it to vote with your dollars, right? So non-GMO candy, of course, is endangered species organic chocolate. Hershey's chocolate has the GMOs. Instead of M&Ms, you can go with something called Unreal is the company, number 41 and number 54. Those are M&M-like candies. Instead of a Snickers, Unreal makes another chocolate-covered, probably, what do they call it, the gushy caramel and the nugget? What is that? The nugget? Twizzlers? Actually, Panda is a company that makes raspberry or cherry licorice. Most of you have already likely shopped. But just in case, like me, if you're a last-minute shopper, these are some great brands to go with. Oh, instead of a Starburst, you can buy Annie's Organic Bunny Fruit Snacks. I get those every once in a while for the kids' lunches. They're pretty good. I've tried them myself. The gummy bears, instead of those, okay, Yummy Earth Organic Gummy Bears. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I don't know about you, but that was my favorite. But Liana Werner Gray taught me how to make those super yummy chocolate from her book, The Earth Diet. She taught me how to make those raw chocolate balls. So if you get yourself some peanut butter and wrap those up in there, that takes care of that peanut butter cup craving. Unreal is another company that make number 77. They make their own peanut butter cups. Sour Patch Kids. I didn't like those. Surf Sweets is a brand that Sour Berry Bears is what Food Babe says. And then instead of Lifesavers, you can find Yummy Earth Organic Candy. And I think it's just important that we support our businesses that do not support GMOs, and that we can rest a little bit easier when we are doing Halloween this year and knowing that we are not supporting GMOs. That's right, Jeffrey Smith. Keep it going. Keep it going. I love him. He's one of my favorite all-time people in the world. And if you don't know who Jeffrey Smith is, look at the movie Genetic Roulette. He wrote the book Seeds of Deception, and he's continuing to do great works and speaking engagements and speaking events all over the world. I've only got a couple of minutes left before we have to take a break. What are you going to be for Halloween? I'm going to be a kitty cat. I am. My mom showed up with these great like headband and kitty ears, and it's got a tail and cuffs around the arms and a little neck choker, a furry neck choker, so I get to draw some whiskers on myself, and we are just pretty excited about Halloween around here. Do you ever have it where your kids decide they're not going to be the outfit that you decided they were going to be a couple of weeks ago for Halloween? Yeah, I have two children who have two or three costumes each, and they both have decided to be something else completely different as of this morning. Okay, next year, if you pick an outfit, you're sticking with it, sister. That's what I told him. It was just making life rather difficult this morning as we're buzzing around trying to get ready for school. But I want to be an archaeologist. I don't have an Indiana Jones hat, so now I get to go improvise and rush around and figure something out before we go out trick-or-treating tonight. And hopefully, I wish I would have gone ahead and had some cool pamphlets or something to pass out to everybody. Like, oh, here, you're the parents handing out the GMO candy. Here's a pamphlet about GMOs. I'll have to plan ahead for next year when my brain isn't so completely busy. Thank you so much for allowing me to rock the health world with you today on RSV, the Robert Scott Bell Show on naturalnewsradio.com. Going to give myself a little bit of a plug. I host Homegrown Health, and I talk a lot about things that pertain to family and children and crunchy parenthood, breastfeeding, home birthing, homeschooling, parental rights, all of those crunchy things. So head on over to Facebook if you would and give me a little like on the Homegrown Health Facebook page, or you can contact me via email at homegrownhealthradio@gmail.com, or just give a listen to my show, which airs on Mondays and Wednesdays right after Robert Scott Bell. So stay tuned on those days and give me a listen. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Liam Sheff's going to join me, and we're going to have all kinds of fun talk. Oh, if you've never heard us on the air together, you're missing out. So stay tuned. Liam Sheff next on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, you've heard Mr. Oxygen a number of times now. This is the real deal. Mr. Oxygen is a legend in the natural products healing arena. I utilize the Mr. Oxygen products daily, starting with the OxyLift every day, 7 drops 3 times a day in my water, as well as the Super Oxy Flush and the Oxy Earth, complete minerals with MSM and natural vitamin C. When I look up in the sky and I see them streaking stuff across there, you know what I'm talking about. It's an oxy sulfur day for me, because I need to counteract everything I can to stay clear and focused, not only to be here with you every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but also to take care of my family as well. So take care of yourself and your family the way RSV does. Go to OxyRSV.com and get everything you need, 20% off right now just for you. OxyRSV.com. You can also call 305-933-4219, 305-933-4219. Remember, 20% off plus 4 DVDs, $50 value, absolutely free with any purchase. That's OxyRSV.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes, and for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Nope, I'm not Robert. I'm Joni Abbott, filling in for the vacationing, Halloweening, the spooktacular Robert Scott Bell. Got a call or question? Give us a call, 866-939-BELL. That's 866-939-2355. Check out what's going on at the RSB Media Channel on YouTube, and also show notes and everything else we've been talking about today on the robertscottbell.com. Got Liam Sheff joining me. Hey, buddy, I haven't talked to you for a while. Want to find out what you've been up to, and I know you're writing. That's about it.
Yeah, how's hosting going? How's the big chair?
Yeah, it's going well. I like Robert's big chair. It's cushy. I feel important in it. I'm rocking the health world.
Remember, just take off the towel that he usually uses and put it back on when you're done. That's for medicinal, because, you know, he does a lot of coffee enemas, so you just want to keep the towel.
I'll be sure to use some Sovereign Silver to disinfect.
I'm going to be in Florida again, where I used to spend time and hang out with Robert and do a lot of live shows. So I'm going to be there. We're going to do some live shows. And I said, Robert, I think I'm ready to try this thing. I really want to do some liver cleansing. So I'm ready to come and do the coffee enema. And he's, and I said, so you have all the stuff. And he said, wait a second.
Is that the community enema bag?
You don't use other people's bag. I didn't know anything about it. He said, you don't, you have to get your own bag. I said, but you have all the bags. He said, you get your own bag and it has your own tube and your own little insert thing. And I said, but Robert, you are an expert and I'm not, and I don't want you to go. He says, I'm not giving you an, I said, I don't want you to give me.
Wow.
I just want, maybe just yell through the bathroom door if I'm doing okay.
Right, just find out if you're, if everything's where it should be. Two words for you. Coconut oil. Okay? Let me help you out with that a little bit, because they're not the easiest thing to do at first.
Well, I started to argue with him about which side you lay on. Do you lay on your left? Do you lay on your right?
Your left.
Yeah, he said your left.
Yes.
And apparently gallbladder, you lay on the right.
Ah. Uh-huh.
But it's a different thing. It's a different thing. With gallbladder enemas, but it's not an enema. You take, what is that stuff called?
Epsom salt and grapefruit juice, but you have to time it out. It's the Hola-Clark protocol. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Okay, so there's a specific cleansing protocol that you should do to clear the other pathways before you dive into the liver detox and the gallbladder stone detox, the liver-gallbladder combo. I don't know if you knew about that.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, like cleansing your colon, doing some colon cleanses, some kidney cleanses. Kidneys are fairly easy. You can use a lot of cilantro for that. But you want to cleanse your organs in a specific order. I believe it's starting with your kidneys and then your colon and then kind of work your way up to the liver and the gallbladder cleanse. Now, the gallbladder one, a lot of people have been known to pass a lot of stones, so you actually take a strainer to the bathroom with you.
How did the stones come out? Where did the stones come out?
You poop them out.
What are you talking about? You don't poop out stones.
Yes, you do. When you do this cleanse, you do. The Epsom salt, what it does is it...
How do you even know? I'm just going to hit the flush button. I'm not rooting around looking for stones.
Well, people like to look at the stones sometimes because they're so amazed at what comes out of their body that to look at how many, like to count. I mean, I've had friends pass over 1,000.
Stones out of their colon?
Out of their gallbladder, out of cleansing, doing it periodically and over a longer period of time, they've kept count.
Wow.
It's amazing.
You don't poop in a strainer.
Yeah, it kind of comes pouring out.
You'll never use that strainer again.
No, you buy one for bathroom only. See, everything you can use in the kitchen can really be used in the bathroom, I assure you.
All right, here's a story. I was at a friend's house, and I had cooked something, and I reached under the sink to wipe up the counter, and the person's girlfriend was there. She said, not that sponge. And I said, what? And I'd already done it. I'd already, like, cleaned everything. She said, that's the bathroom sponge.
Did you throw it away immediately?
No, I was like, yeah. I just said, well, that's confusing.
Where's the vinegar, right?
Yeah. So, okay. So, what do I do? How do I do this gallbladder thing? No, this isn't medical advice, so if you do this, you're crazy, so don't do it. So go ahead, tell me what to do.
Right, this is for educational and informational purposes only.
Yeah.
Go to HoldaClark, I believe, .net, and it's the Dr. HoldaClark protocol. And Tamara St. John of Alternative Health Solutions on Facebook, she talks a lot about this in her book. She healed herself of breast cancer using, you know, what she calls God's pharmacy, and she is almost an expert in this cleanse because she's done it so many times. So she's got all of that lined out. In
God's Pharmacy, was that marijuana and gin?
I don't know. It could be a lot of things. There's a lot of herbs and plants given on the land for our use.
Okay. Yeah, I like Tamara. So you go and you drink Epsom salt?
Yeah, Epsom salt. Of course, you know it has high in magnesium. So what the Epsom salt does... Yes, yeah, you can take Epsom salt baths, but you might have a little run-in problem, so a run-out problem, one or the other. So you just may not want to watch how much you absorb the magnesium there.
You'll get diarrhea from absorbing it through your skin?
Yeah, magnesium, actually absorbing it through your skin is one of the best ways to absorb magnesium. There's some really great magnesium oils out there to be sure that you're absorbing it. Because if it's not the right form, there's like magnesium citrate and there's magnesium... Oh, I think maybe carbonate. There's a lot of different
So wait, if I go to the store, if I go to the CVS or Walgreens or whatever, or the health food store, if I want to take a bath and absorb some magnesium and then quickly get on the toilet, what kind of Epsom salt do I use?
You just get what they have. You just get what they have.
But Epsom salt comes in a big, like, plastic milk container at the cheapy store, the Target or the Walmart.
I don't know that I necessarily trust that, but I've not tested it either. I usually just get nothing in plastic, and if it's in like a paper milk carton looking thing, then I'll get that. Is that what you're talking about? The paper one?
So you get Epsom salt.
Yeah.
And then do you have to leave your tuchus out of the water to shoot it toward the toilet?
No.
Is it like
it
a
may
fountain?
Not happen. It may not be that quick of a reaction. It works like that for some people. They get in the bathtub and they say, ooh, wait a minute.
This
I got a rumbly in my tumbly. And
terrible.
They run to the bathroom. Isn't it?
Okay. So. All right. So nobody in the country should be constipated. There's so many ways to unconstipate.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Eat fiber. It's like
do you know a good one?
Toothbrush. A magnesium?
Yeah, magnesium's good. But one that doesn't make you...
No.
One.
No, it depends on how your rate of absorption and what your limit is.
Magnesium, when you drink it, it makes you kind of like sputtery. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. I've had a run-in with magnesium.
Oh, you know what I like?
What?
I heard what you said.
You heard me.
Yeah, I heard run-in. You know what I like? I like, I make a drink in the morning. I get the apple cider vinegar. I get the shot of gin. I get the legal cannabis extract. I mix those in a blender.
Golly.
Okay, I take the apple cider vinegar and some water, clean water.
Yeah,
and
good.
I put in some green powder and some other things. And I put in some turmeric curcumin and some other things. Then I, hold on a second, here's the big winner. I take maybe a teaspoon of chia seeds. And by the end of the daylight hours, that teaspoon of chia seeds is about as big as my fist, and I have a normal sized fist, and it just fills, you know what I mean, because I keep drinking out of that mug.
Yep.
And the chia seeds just absorb water until they become the size of a gummy worm.
Oh yeah.
Well, not quite like a gummy worm poop, if gummy worms made poop, but
they do.
You get the idea.
Yeah, I do.
And that stuff just sort of gently moves through the bowel, and it doesn't create angst.
Trauma or drama.
Yeah, there's no...
What's that? Is that the one that's... Never mind, that's so gross. I have these ideas, like, is it splashing up back at you? Is that what you're talking about? I don't know what that thing was.
It's a machine gun. It's the submachine gun that was used in the 19...
Oh.
It was actually invented. You know, American companies built a machine gun initially, or was it the English? They sold them to both sides. Oh, it was the Americans, and the English got angry because the Americans weren't in the war for till 17, I think, 16
right.
or 17, 19.
Wow, machine gun poop and everything here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh yeah, the Robert. let's see where. So Robert is where?
Don't know exactly. I think in one of the New Hampshire, I think, is what he said.
Wow. Live free or die.
That's right. Hey, that's his, that's he belongs there then on this Halloween, right?
Live free or live slightly less free. That's my motto.
I think, yeah, pick one. So I want to answer your thing real quick about the magnesium, because what it does in your gallbladder is it suspends the flap that actually keeps gallstones in. Right?
So, I have a gallstone flap.
There's a flap in your gallbladder, yeah. So it will relax that, so then you're able to empty.
Wait a second.
Oh, and olive oil, too. Olive oil. It's like olive oil, grapefruit juice, and Epsom salts.
All right. Now, hold on a second. If I just take magnesium, though, will it also relax the flap?
Not like the Hulda Clark protocol with the Epsom salts inside, and I would not recommend just straight up drinking Epsom salt.
No, but how do you do? How do you have to drink it for the protocol?
Oh, I think it's maybe a 24 to 48 hour protocol, and you do it for so many so many days. But it's very specific. You have to, like, lie on your left-hand side for 20 minutes. I mean, when you go to sleep at night, you have to take some other enzyme thing, and that helps you sleep, and you have to be on your one side only. You can't, like, roll around and stuff. So, I don't know. It's quite involved. I don't know how involved you want to be, but we are going to go to break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, so stay tuned. We're talking all kinds of business here with Liam Sheff on Robert Scott Bell on naturalnewsradio.com. Stick around.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Since the dawn of the processed food industry, you have been fed a lie. Food labels are not designed to inform you, but to hide things from you. This coming January, Natural News will reveal a groundbreaking discovery that will reshape the food industry forever. January 7, 2014. NaturalNews.com. Because the truth cannot be kept secret any longer.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000
1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm filling in for Robert on this Halloween. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Joni Abbott. Liam Sheff's joining me. It's been a while since we've been on the air together. And Liam, you've been up to so many things, and we just got done talking about, like Epsom salts and enemas and coffee enemas, gallbladders, all that good juicy stuff.
Oh.
Yuck. Have you been whispering, by the way?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'm at a friend's, and somebody's got a cold, and finally asleep, so I have to whisper.
Oh, gotcha. So,
I'm close to the mic, and I'm whispering, but it's Halloween.
Ha, ha, ha. Ooh, ah. There you go. Good Dracula. That'll be good.
I want to suck some Epsom salts.
Ah.
I'm feeling incontinent. Where is the toilet?
Where's your writing?
Do you think,
what's going on?
Do you think Dracula, if they drink blood, are they getting any fiber? Is that considered the Atkins diet, or is that Weston Price?
No, definitely. Oh, I don't know. Hey, that's a good question.
Did Weston Price go to Romania? Did he go to Transylvania? And did he see people drinking blood? And did he say that's part of it?
No, but he did say that you could eat like a raw chicken liver pate.
Delightful.
I think you'll stick with your greens, huh?
Well, you know, teach their own. You know, I don't actually have any bias against people eating animals. I just think we should eat lower on the food chain. I hope we get back to the time where we're keeping goats and chickens and catching rabbits and that sort of thing. I wish that we could have fish, but you asked me about my writing.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what you're up to. What have you been writing?
Yeah, I'm working on my next book. And I put out a series called 15 by 15, which is up at, well, we'll have the link. It's up at summerof74.wordpress. And I wanted to write a story every working day, you know, minus the weekends, for 15 days to get myself started on this book, which is a series of interlocking stories about this place called Tomorrow. So I'm looking at I get up every day and I look at the Fukushima news. I know that's how I wake up. So I get up and I stretch and I say good morning, and then I look at the Fukushima news to see if the world's over.
What a great start to the day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you just got to get it out of the way. It's like, you know, green beans. I love green beans, but everybody overcooks them, by the way.
Oh, I know. If you just slightly steam them, they're wonderful.
Very, just, you know, pass 30 seconds in the heat. That's it. You want to have crunch. I don't know what you people are after. If you want to turn them into glue, eat glue. So
they're not supposed to be olive green in color.
No, they're not supposed to fall apart in your mouth. You're supposed to, you know, they're fiber. They're fibrous. All right. So the story is about this place called Tomorrow, because people get very depressed talking about today. I realize I can tell you a story about today and tell you it's happening. You don't want to hear it. It's depressing. But if I gathered the same information with the same players and I changed a few names and I threw in a guy and a girl who maybe fall in love or maybe don't, maybe fight, I don't know, you're suddenly interested. You know, it's suddenly a movie. It's a story. It plays with myth and theater and that storytelling creature that we are. So I had a really good time writing those stories, and I think a lot of them are going to become part one of, let's say, three or four parts. Each of them will be expanded, you know, three or four times, and then interwoven into a book. And that's what I'm working on. I'm also working on something, you know, as it's Halloween, I'm working on something for the young adult set, because I realize it's a big market.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mostly how I work, I think, in terms of markets and, you know. So, so that's a joke for me only. Of course, I don't think in terms of markets.
I was sitting here racking my brain going, is he serious? Yeah.
But no. It's not bad. It's not to think in terms of markets and like, who might read something. So I'm thinking that everybody likes to read these vampire books about these teenage vampires. God knows
so
why.
So morbid and popular right now. I don't get it. I don't like the... I personally don't go there, but...
No, I had no interest in that kind of stuff. I read detective novels, and I read this series by Piers Anthony, which was about magic, but it was mostly about, frankly, it was about nudity, and there was always some good-looking girl. But it was in writing, so, you know. Teenage vampire, hold on, conspiracy theorist, what do you think?
Oh, I think it's right up your alley.
It might be, yeah.
I think so. Well, with all the Twilight and everybody's still goo-goo gaga and over the whole Twilight stuff. But
I
how
agree.
Far along are you in it? Or what's your stuff?
Well, I'm working every day on the new series, and I hope to have something up by Xmas.
Awesome. Well, just go to liamsheff.com to find out what he's up to. And that's it. That wraps up the Robert Scott Bell Show on naturalnewsradio.com. I want to thank GCN for also airing the Robert Scott Bell Show. And thanks, Robert, for allowing me, your host, Joni Abbott, to fill in when you're gone. Always remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.